welcome. It's our last day speaking on the Feast of Purim. We're getting the revelation of where we are in time and how to advance forward. In this story, we see God gives Mordecai wisdom on what to tell Esther. We need that wisdom. He's a type of the Holy Spirit to tell us what to say in order to save a people, save our own lives, our own nation.
Finding my nerve, playing my part. I found shelter underneath his crown. Found favor inside his eyes. Rock this boat and I just might drown. Honesty seems to come with a price. There's a time to hold your tongue, time to keep your head down. There's a time, but it's not now. Sometimes you gotta go uninvited. Sometimes you gotta speak when you don't have the floor. Sometimes you gotta move when everybody else.
Okay, so we're telling you to speak, but we need to know what to speak. And we're going to talk about that today. Welcome. It's Thursday. It's 21st day of March 2024. Again, Purim will start Saturday night through Sunday night, and so we're going to have our special Purim service at Christian Center Shreveport on Sunday. Come and listen to that message if you're in town or region. If not, watch it online with us. We'd love to have you as a part of that. Thank you for all that you that watch us and keep up with us on social media. Okay, so we're telling the story. We're closing it out today. It's the last day. And we've gone through this whole journey of why Israel is in exile because of their sin. They feared other gods. They didn't serve. God takes them into exile. He raises up Esther to fight this fight and to break the decrees against the nation. Israel is starting to be prepared as God uses the king to send somebody back to start teaching truth there. And so now the land is being, in a sense, prompted and prepared for a return of the people. You understand how God even uses the world to do this? He uses a false king, an ungodly king, to begin to prepare the land for the return. This is the goodness of God, that God will use it that way. I love the beauty of that. I think we saw that in President Trump when he was in office. And, you know, obviously he was learning to know the Lord, but God was using him to prepare the land, I think, for us to come back. And, you know, obviously got cut short through many different reasons, but now we have a chance again this year that God can do that. In America, your nations have your own battles. That's ours. But so we left off yesterday about how God wants to restore the land where the lawlessness is there, and we have to get it back. And that's where God sent this priest back to begin to clean up the land, at least get the word in the land and bring worship to Samaritans who now are mixture. They're worshiping false gods and the God of Israel is kind of getting messed up there. And that's why you can't expect people who don't know nor love God to walk in righteousness willingly. But later we see in Judah that Josiah comes and brings righteousness. But the word says in Chronicles that he made them. I shared that yesterday. And so you come to know God first, then your life changes. Godliness first, then righteousness. You can't just have righteous laws and not have godliness, because what will happen is eventually that will collapse, because you've got to have a love for God first. So God sent Jesus to save us from sin. In that 2 Kings passage here, verse 35, it says, "With whom the Lord made covenant and commanded them, saying, you shall not fear other gods, nor bow down yourselves to them, nor serve them, nor sacrifice to them." So God had made a covenant with them, and he always keeps his promises. That is why he told David, that he would be an offspring for him and his kingdom would be established. His name is Jesus, and he saves us all from our sin. Thank you, Lord, for that. Can you imagine all your sin being read out like a list over Israel? Look, Psalms 130 says if you keep a record of sin, you could stand. But with you, there is forgiveness. So it says, who could stand? So that you may be feared. We have this promise. In Colossians, Paul tells us, 2:14, having canceled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us, which was hostile to us, and he has taken it out of the way and nailed it to the cross. Hallelujah. Take that word. You know, we always say, if the devil reminds you of your sin, you remind him of Jesus' victory. So he nailed it there. And I want to speak to that now because, you know, this was our plan. The enemy has planned our destruction, just like Israel's destruction was planned. Haman had a decree, you know, the deception. We're not going to go into that whole story. And he was going to hang the Jews, but the Lord had a better plan. Mordecai, a type of the Holy Spirit, was given wisdom. And in Esther 4:7-8, he tells her, he said in the language, he tells three things. He says, tell her about what has happened. He shows her the decree and he commands her what to do. And he's commanded the queen, but he trusted the relationship. Now he is believing her identity will be revealed. We know that story, right? And you know her battle. She struggled with that whole battle and didn't know what to do. But somehow God has a way to deliver. I want you to understand that. I believe God has a way to deliver us right now. And if we'll act out, if we'll do what God's called us, if we'll be the watchman he's created us to be, we're going to have those words. You will have known about Haman's decrees. We're going to know what the enemy's planning. We're not going to be ignorant of his schemes. And we're going to know that if we don't act, he will be successful. So if you know his act and you know what the enemy's trying to do, then we need to have a voice right now. We don't want our legacy to be that we knew there was a Haman in our land and we didn't do anything about it. Our friends in Germany know about that. Our friends in Russia know about that between Stalin and Hitler. You've seen that throughout time. False leaders, and they didn't say anything. That's why we're speaking out against our administration right now. Not against the administration, but against the evil that they're perpetrating. And we have to. This is a moment you have to choose who you're going to stand with. You need to stand with the Lord. Not that it makes a difference for who gets credit for it all, but it makes a difference for you. It's going to be your story or it's going to be somebody else's story. Let it be your story. And he was faithful to watch what was going on. Mordecai did. The Holy Spirit is faithful to see what's going on. And then to act. How does he act? By giving dreams, giving visions, giving prophetic words, giving decrees for the body of Christ to speak out. The Lord loves his body. He loves his bride, and he wants her to know that her standing with him is honorable. And if she speaks out what she needs to speak out, God will honor her and her love and loyalty to her nation and her people. It demands an action. And we saw that in Germany with Bonhoeffer and Martin Niemöller and others, and they paid a great price for speaking out. But it was the beginning of the end of Hitler. Okay, you understand that? So she listens, she acts on it, she loves the Lord enough. She trusts the Lord, she trusts Mordecai, the type of the Holy Spirit. And she has faith, and that's the root of this story. And he stood with her. The Holy Spirit stands with you where the miracle can happen, where we can save a people, we can save a nation, we can save our families. This is our story today. We are a sinner. We were all sinned, and we've all come short of the glory of God. And in Christ, my sin and every edict against us is removed like it was in Esther. It was. The enemy had a decree to hang us, and the Lord supernaturally found a way to hang on the cross to remove it. Our resistance to God in our life is what gives power to sin in our life. That is why James could say, submit therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. We have a responsibility to resist. We do not have the liberty to not resist. And it's so easy to not resist. I mean, just to say, I'm not going to resist. I'm just going to be quiet. I'm going to go in my little house. I'm going to let the world go crazy. And hopefully this will all go away. It's not going to go away. And then the problem right now is we have so many in the kingdom that that's their posture. They're not fighting right now. And there are a few that are getting beat up. And they're champions, yes, but we need an army. And the Lord told me, I've shared this here before, that God told me to raise up an army. And I said, Lord, I can't find them enough. I can't find enough of them that are really warriors. Okay, you can get church members. I'm talking about warriors. And he said, well, that's because they're in the camp of the enemy. And I realized I got to get them out of the camp. That's salvation, that's redemption, that's deliverance, right? So if we do this as a people in a nation, we can see the enemy flee and have our nation back. That has to be our passion, to have our families back, have our cities back. Tell the Lord that you've been resisting him at times, and you want to see that area of your life removed, that sinful area of your life, and experience the power of God to strengthen you to overcome that sin. Believe for that. He overcame to give you the power to have dominion over your life and for us as a people to reign over sin in our nation. That's really what we're called to do as dominion people. Not that we're trying to run the governments and all that. We're trying to run God's government with him, run with him is a better way of putting it. So in our story, we see Mordecai refuses to bow to a political leader, Haman. The government, through his manipulation, marked all the Jews for death. He had the king's signet ring, which speaks of authority, but he didn't realize that God had a covenant with them, and Jeremiah had prophesied after 70 years they would return. Now, here's what I want to close out with. When we have a prophetic word, it doesn't matter what our politicians are saying. It doesn't matter what our enemies are saying, our enemies and our families or whatever. It doesn't matter. Here we go. The prophetic word trumps every attack of the enemy if we war with it, 1 Timothy 1:18. Now, we gave last week a prophetic word, dreams, not just mine. We dovetailed with others that are getting the same thing. We have prophetic words right now that trumps what the enemy is saying. You have no hope. Your nation is failing. It's going to fall. You're going to lose everything. You're going to lose your money. You're going to lose your homes. You're going to lose your families. You're going to lose. This is the decree of the enemy. The decree over America right now is that we will become a socialist communist nation. That's the decree of Haman over our land. We see the deception. We see the lies. We saw our administration last week who said that, like in Israel, that Benjamin Netanyahu is not speaking the will of the people, and they are actually promoting a social uprising, the American government is, within Israel, to overthrow his government through, you know, protest and whatever. And yet the polls don't show anything like that. The people's sentiment is not like that. Matter of fact, they want him to go further and to root the enemy out. Okay, so there's a picture. Haman is saying, you're going to die. And the people in Israel are saying, no, we're not. We're going to live, and we're going to beat this enemy. We're not going to obey you. We're going to obey the word of the Lord, in a sense. That's what's happening there in the natural. It's a natural picture revealing the spiritual. That's what we have to be right now. The enemy is saying, you must bow, you must do this, you must do that. And we're saying, no, we do not have to do that. And not only do we not have to do that, we want to see our nation redeemed. We want to see my family redeemed. Esther 4:14. We were born for a time such as this. That number pops up in my life more than any other word. There's one time when I was lobbying for Israel and I was just tired. I it's a lot of effort to stay in connection with your relationship with your politicians and fly to DC. I'm through, Lord. I said, let somebody else do this. That's what I said. I said, this is my last trip to Washington. I go and get my key for my hotel room. They hand it to me, and it's 4:14. I was like, great. Esther 4:14. I've been called to save a people. I said, I repent, Lord. I re-sign. I sign up again because I'm not quitting. I'm going to fight this fight. And now with anti-Semitism in America, I feel even a greater responsibility to stand with the Jewish people as this spirit is rising up. As Hamas is doing these things, the pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, this is what's going on. So now we fight. right now as we come into this feast, let's celebrate that God redeemed his purpose through the prophetic. 70 years was coming to an end, and they got their land back. Yeah, it was a mess. It was in ruins, but they got it back. Let's get our lands back, even though they're in ruins. The walls are torn down. But as God told Zechariah, Zerubbabel in Zechariah 4, speak to the mountain and say, grace, grace, and restore everything that's been torn down. We speak now to the rubble of our society, the rubble of our nations. And we say, grace, grace to you, mountain. The grace of God can come and restore what the enemy has torn down. God is greater. The prophetic supersedes that. We cry out for the prophetic of redemption of everything he said we could have. In the name of Yeshua. Amen, amen. God bless you. Happy Purim. Well, thanks for listening each and every day here on our daily podcast. We are talking about the Feast of Purim. So join us this Sunday, the 24th, either live or you can watch us online and catch this revelation. We have a special service planned for both our children and our adults. We're excited about that. Thank you for sowing. We're fighting the fight, and we're on the field right now. As you listen to this, we're in Japan. Thank you for supporting us. We bless you. We'll see you again next week. God bless. Love you guys.